The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Stay in your lane. When I stay in the path that the Lord lights for me, I do well, and those that He loves will know Him all the more. As Moses told the people in Deuteronomy chapter 5, stay on the path that the Lord God has commanded you to follow. Then you will live long and prosperous lives in the land you are about to enter and occupy. The first time I heard a brother in the Lord exhort me to stay in my lane was a time when I was serving as chaplain in a motorcycle ministry to other bikers. Having learned much from several motorcycle safety courses over the years, his words reminded me of the fact that while riding, the place that your eyes focus on is where your bike will go. If your eyes are on the soft shoulder, that is likely where your hands will lean the handlebars toward, and the next thing you know, you're on the shoulder of the road, or worse. Although your eyes should be looking back and forth to be aware of your surroundings, your primary focus should be on your lane. Straight and narrow is the path that leads to life. Matthew 7, enter in through the narrow gate, for wide the gate and broad the way that leads to destruction, and many are they who enter in through it. For narrow the gate and straighten the way that leads to life, and there are few who find it. The Apostle Paul stayed in his lane. He finished the course. 2 Timothy chapter 4, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but also to all them that have loved His appearing. Focus on the tools that God has already placed in your hands, your gifts, strengths, and abilities. Moses was concerned that no one would believe that he met with and would be proclaiming a message from God. Listen to his words. Exodus chapter 4. But Moses protested again, what if they won't believe me or listen to me? What if they say, the Lord never appeared to you? Then the Lord asked him, what is that in your hand? A shepherd's staff, Moses replied. Throw it down on the ground, the Lord told him. So Moses threw down the staff, and it turned into a snake. Moses jumped back. Then the Lord told him, reach out and grab its tail. So Moses reached out and grabbed it, and it turned back into a shepherd's staff in his hand. Perform this sign, the Lord told him. Then they will believe that the Lord of the God of their ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob really has appeared to you. Folks, God used what was already in Moses' hand. As you set goals in this life, remember that wisdom comes from the journey, not the destination. So, stay the course. And don't be so focused on the destination, heaven, that you lose the joy of the journey. As we focus on our lane, be encouraged. In due season, we will reap. Galatians chapter 6 tells us, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And, friends, be sure to keep moving. Keep working towards your goals. As some have said, idle hands are the devil's workshop. I've heard that it is nearly impossible to steer a ship that is not moving. The rudders are effective in the water only when your ship is moving. As you start each day, start it with the Lord. Even before you get out of bed, talk with Him. Remind yourself that He has a plan for you, for good, not evil. Meditate upon His word as you walk through the day, remembering that His word is a lamp to your feet, providing light for each step, and a light to your path, just enough to see where you are going. Psalm 119:105. Friends, whether you are taking a walk, riding your bicycle, motorcycle, driving your car, or just going through your daily routine, it's always best to stay in your lane.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.